I'm Cindy Soldad.
I'm Dozok Jemma.
I'm Chaldu.
I'm Sadish.
I'm Ferris.
Hey guys, welcome to What They Don't Tell You on the Tag, the podcast where we uncover the hidden truths behind the clothes we wear every day. I'm Cindis.
And I'm Sadish. And today's episode is called The Plastic in Your Pants. And trust us, it's not just a catchy title, it's the reality of what we're wearing.
That's right. Whether it's those cozy leggings, workout gear, even your favorite hoodie, if it's made from polyester, nylon, or acrylic, it's plastic regardless.
And every time you wash those clothes, microfibers and tiny plastic particles break off and get sent into the water system. So yes, your clothes are literally polluting the planet.
And to dig deeper into this issue, we've got special guests joining us, Chautu, Adarzak, and Fattis. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about this. It's an issue that touches everybody.
Happy to be here. I didn't realize how deep this problem goes until recently.
Yeah, same here. It's wild to think about how something as simple as clothes is contributing to pollution.
Okay. So let's start with the basics. Chautu, what exactly is microfiber pollution and how does it connect to our clothes?
Microfibers are tiny bits of plastic that shed from synthetic fabrics like polyester, nylon, and acrylic. When we wash them, these particles slip through water treatment plants and end up in rivers, oceans, and even drinking water. According to International Union of Conservation of Nature, around 35% of all microplastics in the ocean come from synthetic textiles.
That's actually wild. I had no idea laundry was such a big part of the problem.
And it's not just in the ocean. Microfibers have been found in Arctic snow, mountain air, and even human lungs and blood, according to studies published in Environmental Science and Technology.
That's what makes it so alarming, actually. It's not just about what fish are eating. It's getting into our bodies as well.
So let's talk about the scale of the problem. Chautu, how bad is microfiber pollution really?
It's huge. We're talking about trillions of microplastics released every year. The World Wildlife Fund estimates that the average person could be consuming a credit card's worth of plastic every week through food, water, and air.
That's disgusting. All from stuff like polyester t-shirts and fleece jackets.
Yeah, and it keeps growing as well. Global production of synthetic fibers like polyester has doubled since the 2000s, and it's still climbing. Okay, so let's dive into how fast fashion plays a major role here. Sadish, why is fast fashion such a major contributor?
Fast fashion thrives on mass-producing trendy clothes quickly and cheaply. That's why brands like Shein, Fashion Nova, and even Zara rely so heavily on synthetic fibers. According to the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, over 60% of clothes is now made from plastic-based fibers. These materials are cheap, but they're not biodegradable, so they stay in the environment for centuries.
So we're basically buying more clothes, wearing it less, and throwing it out faster. That's literally a triple threat.
It's designed that way. Fast fashion's business models encourage overconsumption. The average American throws away 81 pounds of clothes every year, and most of it ends up in landfills or incinerators.
Let's talk about the ripple effect. What are the real-world consequences of all this plastic in our pants?
Great point. The environmental costs are huge, from ocean pollution and marine life dying to contaminated soil and air. But there's also a human cost. Garment workers in developing countries are exposed to harmful chemicals in poorly ventilated factories, often earning poverty-level wages.
Right, and there are economic externalities too. Governments and local communities end up bearing the cost of cleaning polluted waterways and managing overflowing landfills.
So when we say cheap clothes, someone else is usually paying the real price, whether it's the environment or vulnerable workers.
So let's dig deeper. What's the alternative? Are the brands actually doing it right?
Yes. One great example is Patagonia. They've been leading the charge with transparency, using recycled materials, and even encouraging customers to repair clothes rather than replace them. They're also a certified B Corporation, which means they meet high standards for social and environmental impact.
They even launched a campaign called Don't Buy This Jacket to promote conscious consumerism. That's the kind of leadership we need.
That is so dope. So maybe it's less about never shopping and more about how and where we shop.
So let's get personal now. How does it feel knowing our closet might be contributing to all this?
Honestly, kind of guilty, but also motivated to do better.
Yeah, I used to think buying cheap meant being smart, but now I realize it comes at a big cost.
We don't have to give up shopping, but we can shop less, shop better, and educate others.
And maybe we just take care of our stuff better, wash it less, air dry more, avoid cheap synthetic blends.
Exactly. And we can advocate for brands and policies that push for sustainable production. So to wrap it up, most of our clothes are made from plastic. Microfibers from washing are polluting our planet and our bodies. Fast fashion is a major driver of this crisis, but we do have the power to change things through what we buy, how we care for it, and who we support.
And awareness is the first step, so you should buy less, but buy better. Choose natural or recycled fibers when possible, and support brands that are transparent and ethical.
Small shifts really do add up. When enough people change their habits, industries notice.
I'm definitely going to think more about every piece I buy from now on.
Same here. Polyester hoodies, gotta pass.
Thanks so much, Chatab and Zakopas, for joining us today. Such a rich conversation.
And thank you for tuning in. Let's keep pushing for a cleaner and fairer fashion future.
This has been What They Don't Tell You on the Tag. I'm Sendus.
And I'm Sadish.
Thanks for listening.
And remember, your clothes tell a story, so make sure it's one worth sharing.